Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is another episode from our archives. The one dependable thing about diet fads is that they're sure to rear up at the beginning of the year. Today's classic regards a recent one that involves eating activated charcoal. Is that a good idea, and why are people doing it? Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Maybe you don't cringe at charcoal concoctions that turn your teeth temporarily black in the pursuit of a gleaming smile, but charcoal smoothies? If a line must be drawn, perhaps swilling a thick, earthy smoothie with the unappealing hue of a mud puddle presents just such an opportunity. Activated charcoal, the same stuff left over after you grill a steak, is making its way into everything from smoothies and juices to pasta and bread. It's widely touted as having detoxifying properties, and in some cases, this is true. You'll find activated charcoal in water filters, toothpastes, and facial cleansers, where it does trap pollutants. Its ability to cling to certain chemicals and toxins is why it's used as an emergency treatment for poisonings and overdoses. Just a 50-gram dose of activated charcoal has the surface area of about 7 football fields. That's a lot of little nooks and crannies that can be used for adsorption, all created by the high heat burning of wood or coconut to create an ingestible carbon. And yes, I said adsorb, not absorb. Absorption is what happens when something soaks in. Adsorption is what happens when something sticks on. Because of all of those crevices in activated charcoal, you might say that its surface is molecularly sticky, though certainly the word absorb is fine to use colloquially. Activated charcoal's superpowers are, however, relegated to the digestive tract. Sure, it can work as a powerful deep cleaner on surfaces like teeth and skin, but it really shines by trapping poisons anywhere along the journey from ingestion to expulsion. There are misguided assumptions fueling the charcoal-taking trend, though, including the idea that the substance can absorb any so-called toxin in the body to improve your overall health. Adding activated charcoal to food and drink for frequent use could actually cause nutritional issues because it indiscriminately absorbs vitamins and minerals, too. Nutritionist Pip Reed told the Huffington Post, "Activated charcoal doesn't decipher between toxins and good nutrients, so taking it too regularly or with food means that the charcoal will also absorb the nutrients in your system. The same goes with any medications you take. We recommend due skepticism about any nutritional trend that promises to detoxify you. Your digestive system and liver do an excellent job of that already. And frequently, the best way to keep yourself detoxified is to eat a balanced diet of vegetables and proteins to keep those systems working well. I know that's less Instagrammable, but it's more scientifically accurate." Today's episode is based on the article, "Why Are People Eating Activated Charcoal?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by L'Oreal Dove. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.